continuing coverage of the killing of 13 U.S. service members in Afghanistan following a terrorist attack near the Kabul airport. 15 others are wounded as American forces are helping evacuate those tens of thousands of people from the country, with the Taliban taking over. At least 60 Afghans were killed, 143 wounded. President Biden spoke from the White House this afternoon about what will happen to ISIS-K, which has claimed responsibility for these attacks.
We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
Oh, joining us live, Emily Harding, Deputy Director and Senior Fellow for the International Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Emily, thanks for being here. So this is one of the deadliest days in the entire war in Afghanistan. What are your thoughts about all that's happened today?
It's a terrible and tragic day. I mean, the loss of our service members is not the note we wanted to end on in Afghanistan, to be sure. My heart goes out to their families and all of the Afghan lives lost, too. It's just such senseless destruction.
It's incredible that about 24 hours ago, Ken and I were in this studio discussing the security alert. We knew when that came out that things were very serious, but usually these terrorist attacks, unfortunately, are a surprise matter. How is it that we were able to telegraph that there was so much danger, but perhaps not be able to stop it?
Our national security establishment has gotten very good at prosecuting the fight against terrorism over the last 20 years. We do have very good sources on the ground in Afghanistan, so I'm sure that we had some indications that ISIS was working on something. We knew that a lot of the prisons had been broken through and that a lot of those prisoners were released, and those were likely candidates to carry out an attack like this. So I'm sure that our intelligence services knew something was brewing, and they had warned. The question is just that the Taliban are the ones who control the perimeter of the airport, and if they weren't able or willing to stop this kind of attack, it was going to get through.
Well, speaking of telegraphing, what do you think about the messaging from the Biden administration? The Pentagon was saying that there were some 1,500 Americans still to be evacuated from Afghanistan with several days to go until August 31st. Did it send a signal to ISIS-K that things are winding down? They are sending a signal to them that they have to act soon because we're about to leave.
Absolutely. I mean, it must have been a act soon if you intend to exact a cost on the Americans before they get out. They may have stepped up their planning, but I'm sure that they were working to get it done as fast as they possibly could.
How do the attacks change the U.S. evacuations now, Emily?
They have to think seriously about enhancing force protection. I mean, the situation at the perimeter of the airport is just terrible. There are huge crowds and they're unmanageable crowds. And as I said, we can't count on the Taliban to actually manage those crowds. The administration says they've asked the Taliban to push back the perimeter. I just don't think it'll happen. It may change the way that we screen people coming into the airport. It may stop that screening for a little while we attempt to adjust our processes.
But why not leave now?
I mean, he may decide to leave right away. He's in a pretty rough situation where he has to decide whether to step up the withdrawal or whether and practically leave Americans on the ground in Afghanistan, or whether to try to get the remaining 500 to 1,000 Americans who are on the ground out. It's a terrible decision that he has to make. I mean, the reason that our troops are there are to try to get those Americans out safely, and they really want to pursue that mission.
The Taliban moved at lightning speed, as we know, to take over the country. Is a coming civil war moving at a similar pace?
It may. I mean, it's a truth of most successful insurgencies that once the insurgents win, the next thing that happens is they turn on each other. They've been so focused on a common enemy for so long, and now that common enemy is departed, there's going to be a scramble for resources, a scramble for positions. Those elbows are going to get very sharp. It wouldn't surprise me if it turns violent.
All right. Emily Harding, Deputy Director and Senior Fellow for the International Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Emily, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.